This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Hawks snapping their three-game winning streak. They fall to 7-15, 4-3 in the MEAC. Savannah State now 10-12, 7-2 in the league. And Bobby Collins comes over for the Delmarva Power postgame show. Coach, your thoughts on that high-flying game that we just saw?
Well, we didn't play smart. And we still was in the game.
We were still in the game.
And, you know, they that was a very good team. They could really shoot the ball. How many threes did they end up shooting tonight? Probably 40?
Well over 40.
And they had us shooting the same way. And, you know, we hit some, but, you know, Isaac wasn't effective tonight. Bakari wasn't effective. And we told Bakari that he's got to play consistent because the last game that he gave us made us spoil. So we want him to play that way all the time.
Bobby, just this type of game just shows how what kind of league we're in. That I think on any given night, everybody can beat anybody can beat everybody. But we're gonna you gotta play your best in this league to win.
You have to play your best. You have to play smart. You have to be disciplined. You know, we were up five. Tom gets a technical. That was a run killer. And you know, we just didn't score for the next two or three possessions. And that team is dangerous. They shoot the ball quick. Anything's possible when they shoot it.
Anything's possible, but Hawks kept up with even not playing entirely smart. Still a five-point ball game in it towards the end. I think silver lining, it shows that when on, Eastern Shore can play with anybody in this
Absolutely.
State.
And, you know, we took 35 threes.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's what we want to be. Dino didn't hit a three second half. I think he had five for 12 first half. And,
right.
And he didn't hit a shot second half. And he didn't get to the free throw line, so he wasn't very effective for us.
No.
And him and Bakari, we depend on those guys to make plays for us.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But we had two guys sitting out in the first half, Bakari and Caldwell. Caldwell seemed to adapt his game to their style of play a little bit more than some of the other guys and showed some of his athletic ability. Also, this team, Savannah, shot three throws extremely well, and they're not a great shooting three-throw team. So.
Yeah, we didn't shoot the ball well at the free-throw line either. No. The ones that cost us down the stretch. You know, Dante missed a one-and-one.
Yeah.
Well, he made right one and missed one. And, you know, we needed that to keep the game on the edge. But, you know, we got to get back to the drawing boards, and we got to go take care of a hungry Hampton team.
Yeah.